The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we're doing a part two of the service industry abroad. As always, we're interested in learning the ways in which restaurants function. In today's episode, we take a look at the service industry through the eyes of the man himself. Danny just returned from Spain, and much like his trip to London and Paris 2.5 years ago, let's take a dive into his experiences. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up? What's up? What's up, people?
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome
back. I'm back.
Yeah. Now we're a little thin on shows, so we got to double up.
You know? Well, we'll get back to normal. You know how it is.
Yeah. I mean, everybody deserves a break.
Absolutely.
You know? And you took a break. How was it?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Why Spain?
It just kind of fell on my lap.
Okay.
My uncle was going with his significant other, and her family is from there.
Okay.
It's like Madrid, and they do a little summer. They're from vacations in August, so her whole family was there, and he wanted some of his family to go. So he invited me, and he invited like other people, but they weren't able to go. But I said, yeah, right away, I'm your guy.
I'm in. Traveling, I'm in.
Yeah. So went. It was great. We did I flew into Barcelona, and then we did about 100 kilometers north of Barcelona. We stayed in this area called Terramar.
Okay.
Really pretty, right on the mountain. Kind of looked like it's like a Cali version of like, but on the Mediterranean. You know, like how like the houses and everything are like on the hills, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very, very pretty. We did like 8 days there. The closest town, we were like at a little resort thing, so the closest town was like 15 minutes away. They had a beautiful castle and stuff like that, right in the water, inlets and stuff. And then from there, we went to Madrid. We spent 4 days there, but while we're in Madrid, we went to my hometown, I guess you could say, Avila, where my last name is from.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, which was really cool. We spent the day there, and that was amazing. So the trip as a whole was a success. I can't complain at all.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. How was traveling? The travel, was it easy to get around while you're there or getting there? Was it more of a hassle?
No, it was pretty normal. It felt, you know, I mean, nothing, you know, obviously we've been the whole world has been going through. Mm-hmm. But the only stipulation was you had to be vaccinated as long as if you were an adult to go. But the plane ride was normal, nice and chill. You know, I mean, there's travel is travel. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But it wasn't anything that wasn't out of the norm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about some food.
Yeah.
Now, besides, before we get into restaurants, what did you go to any grocery stores? And
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How was that? What's the grocery store situation there?
Very similar to like London and Paris. They're more natural.
Okay.
You know, like ingredients that we normally would be every day here, you know, they don't really have. Like I think I was looking for, my daughter wanted, what did she want? Oh, she wanted pancakes.
Okay.
There was no, you know, pancake mix or syrup.
Wow. Okay. So the syrup surprises me, but pancake mix, people make pancakes from scratch.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
You know?
And I know you could do that. So I wasn't like, but when I didn't say, I was like, okay, I just figured, I know the recipe, but there's no syrup either. I was like, well, then I ain't making no pancakes for her.
No, you got to have syrup. I wonder if they just use straight honey or something like
that. I'm sure they probably do. It would make sense. Yeah. But that was one of the things. But also, I wasn't, like I said, the grocery store was on the resort. But it was a full grocery store. I mean, it wasn't huge, but it was like in between a regular grocery store and like a corner store from New York City.
Okay.
So like the between the two. But it had produce. It had, you know, everything. It had fresh, you know, it was a grocery store.
Gotcha.
But it just wasn't massive. You know what I mean? So maybe that's why they didn't have it, but it wasn't, you know, but everything else I looked for, they had. So
maybe pancakes just not their jam.
Maybe it's not. Yeah.
I think maybe they do more of breakfast with preserves or fresh strawberries, that kind of thing.
There's a lot of preserves there all the time.
Yeah. Americans eat the wildest. When people come from other countries, it's like a flavor burst because we engineer our food.
Yeah.
Okay. You gonna like it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yo,
exactly.
We put all things bad in it. we make it uber addictive.
Yes.
It's got the salt.
It's got all the bad things.
It's got the sugar.
Yes.
It's got the butter.
Yep.
It's got the cream.
It does.
We make sure the mouthfeel feels good.
Yeah, it is. Food in America is mouthwatering, and there's a full selection of it.
Yeah. I mean,
we got whatever you want from anywhere, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, our take on it, we'll say.
Yes, our take on it.
Absolutely.
Well said. Well said. Now, let's go back. You were in Barcelona first.
Yes.
You flew into Barcelona. Mm-hmm. What's the first meal you had? Did you have to prepare it, or were you...
Well, from Barcelona, all I did was, I was there really quickly. So, we got there. Mm-hmm. My uncle was already there the day before. So, we just got there, got the rental car, and got on the road. Then we drove.
Who drove?
I drove.
You drove?
Yeah.
Left hand?
No. It's like America.
Okay.
The only place I think is that the left was London, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Yeah, because Paris was on the right, too.
Okay.
When I was there. Yeah, so yeah, everything was normal.
Did you drive in London?
No.
Okay, you didn't have to, really.
No, I didn't have to. Yeah, the city's a city. So,
okay.
And that's really kind of, I don't really, you know, going abroad, I kind of like to take in what they have. You know what I mean? But I didn't mind driving. I knew we were going to a beach town and we needed a car, so it wasn't a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I had a diesel BMW. Cars are tiny there, first of all. Okay. So we ordered, you know, a premium car, and my car was still tiny compared to American standards. Like,
yes, comparatively.
I mean, it wasn't bad.
Because the roads there are narrow.
Are narrow. Parking spots.
Yeah.
Forgetting, you know, beyond narrow. When you're in a parking garage, I was like scared. Okay. Like, I'm like, am I going to be able to make it? I mean, I did it, but you're like looking like,
but you're used to New York City.
Yes, it makes New York. Yo, the spots in New York compared to Spain are like made for like Mack trucks.
Yeah, I noticed. You know, the European versions of cars tend to be
a lot. Yeah, they're just, it's tighter. The idea is tighter, which is fine.
Yeah, I mean, we have the space.
Yeah.
You know, they're old world. They're thousands of years older, mm-hmm. and they have. I mean, we have the space. They don't.
Yeah.
You know, they're very well, you know, tight.
Yeah.
The apartments are small. You know,
I mean, somewhere, you know, actually where we stayed was beautiful. The room was, it was open air.
Mm-hmm.
No AC though, but we didn't need it. We were on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, I mean, and it wasn't, I'm not gonna say it was, no, like hot. It was kind of hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, but at night it was nice. Like it would drop down, like it would be like 85 during the day, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would drop down to like 70 to 68, 70 at night. So you get and the breeze would come through the house and you could just open the windows and get a nice, so that's a nice cool temperature. You know what I mean? It wasn't overwhelming. At most, if the air wasn't blowing, you put the fan on, but the air wasn't hot either. So it was okay.
Okay. Now you go to the beach town.
Yeah.
You hit Barcelona, you head right out.
Yep.
How many, 100 kilometers you said? Or
yeah. So about, cause we end up getting a little bit lost. So it took us about an hour and a half to get there.
What was it supposed to take you?
About an hour, hour
okay.
15.
Okay, not too bad.
No, not too far off. But, you know, like, just because we got, you know, when we got to the town, I got directions, thought it was to the place. I think my uncle was out in that town,
mm-hmm.
the closest town next to us. So we got directions, so we're in the town. And then he's like, meet me here. But my mom had directions to the other place. So we ended up being on the mountain. And by that point, we figured, we're just going to the place. So
yeah.
We ended up going there, and they came back and met us. Our first meal was on the property of the resort.
Okay.
They had a really good restaurant, and actually that restaurant was almost like my deciding factor for most things. Does it make sense? Like, it was like the first thing we ate, and so I was comparing it to other, like,
oh, okay, around. So yeah. It was your baseline.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got you. What would, it's really tough to have a real gauge on a restaurant industry if it's
the only one there.
In a resort, but we'll take it as the baseline and yeah. go from there. So peeking into the future, did you go to a regular standalone restaurant?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
yell at me, man. Don't
oh,
yell at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So give us the baseline. What'd you have to do to get in?
Not much. I walked like they were like,
walk-ins, reservations.
They wanted to have reservations, but they didn't have no. There was like maybe four tables. That I go, I got six people. You know what I mean? Like, I knew what was going on. Like, yeah. I mean, they were like, oh, you have reservations? Like, nah, but you ain't got nobody here.
Yeah. Okay? You looking over, like,
I'm looking around like, are you going to turn me away?
Yeah. Who are you waiting for? Me. That's
exactly.
Who.
That's who you're waiting for.
Okay.
But we sat down and the food was good.
What's primarily at that restaurant?
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. When I say this, every restaurant I felt like had the same menu.
Gotcha.
Okay. It was hard to find variety. I was like, so when I first get there, I'm like, oh, okay, this is cool. Like they had, so the first day they had like a regular menu.
Mm-hmm.
They probably had like 9 or 10 things on it. And then at dinner on the resort, they do like a grilled out version. And they added more stuff on the grill, like more different kind of steaks and kebabs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they have like a regular plain menu. Like in there, how they do it is their core menu is a three-courser.
Okay.
So like you pick your first course, you pick your second course, and then they bring you get a choice of dessert. And at every meal, they give you a shot. Like to clean your palate. Like whether it's Bailey's or it's
Bailey's.
Limoncello. Or,
that don't clean your palate.
Like, I mean, but you know, like they just give you something like a, I mean, they have like, there was like five
an
or six.
An aperitif?
But,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, when you go to the, when you went to the resort, the person at the door, was it a male or female? Host, hostess, or maitre d'?
None of that. So
I walked, server just rocks up to
I
you?
Walked in, I walked down the steps, and there was just like people that were working. I talked to a server and he got me a table.
Okay.
But there was, a, you know, there's a mix of like, there's maybe like two girls and two guys on the staff. It wasn't a big place.
Okay.
I mean, it had a good amount of seats. Like, it could hold probably, like, 100, 140 people. You know what I mean?
So do you get the sense that with like, you know, the pandemic, things are...
Slower, yeah.
Slower, so they're not going to have enough, as much staff, because
yeah,
they don't need as much staff.
Yeah, I think in their mind, they were feeling it out. Like, and they were fine. There was never a point where, you know, it was a big deal, even mm-hmm. with the four servers. Like, it was manageable, because it was all... They, you know, what was really set was the outside stuff, because people wanted to be outside, you're right. You know what I mean? Like, it was beautiful. The restaurant's set. And looked at the ocean. It's
okay.
Like their own little beach cove. So the resort had its own private beach. So that's where the restaurant was, looking at that beach.
All right. And then at the end,
mm-hmm.
you have your Bailey's. Did you have dessert?
Yeah. So I got, and we didn't know certain things. So my uncle likes a lava cake, right?
Okay.
And so we're like looking, and they're like, we asked the guy, you know, do you have, you know, chocolate, blah, 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 ice cream. And the guy tells us no. So, like, oh, man, you know, whatever. So he orders a cheesecake, okay? It was the worst cheesecake I've seen, worst cheesecake ever in my life.
Really?
Oh. It looked, you know, the texture was like flan, but without sugar on it.
Okay.
You see what I'm going with? You
know I see what you're going with it.
And
do you think it's a function of the different ingredients?
I don't know how, like, they didn't, yo, there was no real cheesecake love in it. It had no, I was like, is there no cream cheese or whip, whatever.
No, because
you know,
you've got the American glob, bro.
Yo, there's cream cheese there, though.
Yeah, but maybe it's not made the same.
It says Philadelphia on it.
Okay.
Well, they even call it Philadelphia when they call their cream
cheese. Oh, yeah. So it's like the fake stuff? Like when you get key lime pie somewhere else and it's got, like, it's green?
Yeah, no, no, but it wasn't that bad. It wasn't, it was the right color it should have been. but the food itself was okay. Like, we got, I mean... It wasn't, you know, one of my only issues was like the choices on size were pretty limited.
Okay.
Like everything came with fries.
Really?
Yeah. Like I was like, you know, what if I just want some veggies? I got a steak and the steak was great.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered my daughter a steak and I thought it was just like, it was a thinner steak. and it came with fries, but she eats fries, so it was fine. She starts to take it, and I was like, ooh, that's not, you know, like, what she likes. So I ordered a better, like a filet.
Okay.
My filet was fine. It came out. It had nice juicy tenderness, and so she ended up eating half of my filet because I knew she didn't like her steak.
So did you get the sense that's basically their interpretation of what the tourist would like?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any, at any point, did you have a Spaniard's meal?
Like what, paella?
I don't know. Whatever they got. Like, were you in a village or your homie, you know, did you get any homie love?
I mean, yes and no, not really. I mean, I guess this would be the closest thing to that first restaurant.
Really?
Where they had,
at
like
the resort?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they had like a home feeling to, like, there was one guy on the grill, like, you know what I mean? And they had everything, like they had paella, which is like a big
thing. You just didn't choose it.
Yeah. I went more simple. So that was the first meal, right? And I got dessert. What did I get? I got a creme brulee. It wasn't bad for my dessert. And we had limoncello as the closing out shot, as the, you know, the whatever. And then from there, the next day we go into town.
Okay. So now I'm interested in the function of the restaurant.
Okay.
You know, not necessarily from here on out what you had to eat.
Yeah.
But tell us about what you gleaned from the service industry.
Okay. So.
So you can fast forward to.
Service as a whole wasn't, they were pretty good.
Okay.
You know,
that's good.
Yeah. Like the, you know, food, we'll talk about it, you know, we'll dabble into it from different places, but as a whole, the service wasn't bad.
Okay. Prompt? Was it speedy? Was it, you know, laid back?
Was it laid back. You know, okay. You're on the beach. Definitely the first place is laid back, but he was attentive laid back.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We weren't really worried about, you know, I mean...
He wasn't up your butt.
Yeah, he wasn't up our butt. And at the same time... Now, you know, we had water and we had to wait like a couple minutes. But that's why we're eating. So I wasn't like mad at him that, you know, he wasn't...
Yeah, that's not terrible.
No, that's not terrible. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the service was average. Mm-hmm. It, you know, it was funny because one of the people there, it was from Spain. It was from Spain. And we get the check and they go, you don't have to worry about the tip. I go... I understand.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay. I still got to do something. You know, I might not leave the full, but I'm going to leave something. They're going to remember us. Okay. Because no matter where you are in the world, money still talks.
Yeah. It's always nice.
It's always nice. Yeah. And I go, I do this. I can't not
leave. And you don't do it just because you have to.
No.
I've done things just because you can.
You can. Exactly.
You know, you don't have to give a bum a dollar or two or five,
but you do sometimes
because you can.
Exactly.
I try to do it as often as I can.
Yeah.
You know, the times in which I don't, here, it's usually at a light.
Yeah.
The times in which I don't is when I can't get to it fast enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If
I have the time and I see him and I know, because I keep a little, actually, I keep a little stash of ones in the car just, you know, just for that reason.
Yeah. Same.
Just.
I don't know about a stash, but.
No, nothing crazy.
I replenish a couple bucks.
Like $5 to $10, never more than that. But, you know, like if I read, like, my little gas stash is what I call it.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, if something were to happen and I needed to just.
Gas for less than $10?
Well, no, just to get me home, like, real quick. Like, if, you know, if there's an issue and I didn't have something on me, at least I know there's money in my car to get gas or something like that. I call it my little emergency fund. Because just, you know, if you're out and something happens, you might just, you know, have your credit card or something, you can always just go, hey, this will get me home until I go fill my tank up.
It's always, it comes in handy, you know, and you're just like, I've forgotten my wallet.
Yeah.
You know? I forgot my phone yesterday, the other day when I went grocery shopping. I felt naked, but it was also freeing, you know? And, okay, so now continue.
So the next day we go out, we go into the town.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And we go out to dinner. So we're at dinner, and this place is a normal restaurant. Standalone.
Gotcha.
Beautiful atmosphere. They take, you know, the host greets us, takes us in the back.
How were the tables? Tables are particularly small?
No, pretty normal.
Okay.
Tablecloth, like, you know, nice. It was a nice place.
Okay.
So we get, this place had a little more options than the original place, the resort place. Mm-hmm. The food, for the most part, was great. Okay. I ended up getting another steak, but there they do like a sizzle steak. Like they give you like, almost like have fajitas with the hot plate,
mm-hmm.
and the steak cooks on there while you're eating the food.
Gotcha.
So that was really good. We added a bunch of apps and I didn't order something. Somebody ordered an app and they made me try it and actually end up getting food poisoning from it. I was out for like a day and a half.
Oof.
But at this particular restaurant, the food was amazing. The service was amazing. It was, you know, at the time, everything was great. You know, it was like, oh yeah, this is I can do this.
Yeah.
You know, like, and like I said, we were in the town. So we were, there's a more options there. You know, there's restaurants all over the beach at this point. They're scattered around, very similar to like a normal beach town, mm-hmm. where you feel, and I felt more at home there than at the resort because I like that ability to kind of move around and have to pick and choose what my options.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? But the place we chose was great. Like I said, great ambiance, right, overlooked the castle. Like, mm-hmm. it was beautiful. And the service was good. So I couldn't complain at all.
Did you find anything crowded?
Yes. The restaurant wasn't packed. But it wasn't, like, it was busy.
Mm-hmm.
It was busy. I mean.
And how do they function? Are you the type of person? So for me, when I'm at a place, I'm constantly looking around. I'm constantly
I'm a people watcher.
Like, how is this? And why did they do this? And
yes.
how did they do that now? And da-da-da. And why would they put that there? Do you do that?
I do that.
Did anything stand out to you that they do there? For instance.
Like, service-wise, no.
Service-wise, no. What about functionality? Was it like, remember, we both said this.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to London, obviously not together.
Yeah.
I noticed that ice was a big scarcity.
Ice is huge there.
Right?
Okay, so yes.
So.
The same, I think it's all over Europe.
Okay.
Yes, because you have to ask for extra ice every place we went to. Me and my uncle are asking for extra ice.
They must hate you.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a thing.
Because the cubes are so big. Like, at least what I know.
I don't want to hear about no big cubes. Like, there's just not enough of
them.
There's
not enough.
The drinks, they don't have to be ice cold. But let me tell you something. Alcohol craps on a little bit of ice.
It murders it, yo.
And then the ice just that doesn't have a chance.
It doesn't.
And then your drink is off.
Yes. That's not just in London. That is all of Europe.
I found myself just wanting beer after a while because, and I don't even drink beer, but I'm like, I don't want this disproportionate drink right here. This disproportionate hot drink.
Another thing was they don't do a lot of, the word I'm looking for. There's not a lot of alcoholic choices.
Okay.
Like, you know, I asked for like a rum punch. I asked for just good stuff like that. Like, you know, the fruity kind of beach flavor that we're used to in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
And we didn't get what we wanted. Like I had to create stuff and teach them how to make, like, or...
Okay, so instead of that, did at any point did you say, what do you guys do?
Yes.
And what do they do?
They mostly like mojitos.
They don't do no mojito.
Yeah, they do.
No, but that's not what they do.
I mean, every place in Spain had mojitos, Joe.
Is that...
I don't know
why. Am I being ignorant? Is that not like something from somewhere else?
I thought it was like
like a Cuban thing or
something.
Yeah. In my ignorance, maybe it came from there and then it migrated to Europe or whatever. But I never knew that Europe was known for rum. Rum's
They're
a Caribbean
not
thing.
They're not.
Okay. So for me, in my ignorance, I would guess that they would be on a sangria thing or
they
whatever.
Are, and that's what I got.
Okay.
So at every restaurant, I ended up getting a sangria.
Okay.
They had sangrias everywhere. And my first place that we went to, the first place that we talked about before, had a great sangria. So I would compare the sangrias to that first place.
Your baseline.
My baseline.
Okay.
And from there, so the next place with the really good food, the one that got me sick. their sangria wasn't as, I want to say, sweet. It had good flavor. But it wasn't as sweet or didn't have that
Did you need it to be sweet?
Not, I'm not going to say as sweet, but...
Balanced?
That balance.
Okay.
That, you know, that sweet with the... Because you're adding fruit and, you know, and had that... that, you know, that first place that really... It was like, this sangria is great.
Okay.
And it was probably one of the best sangrias I've had out. And
okay.
So from there, I was looking at, you know, trying to find... Like I said, for the base, I'm trying to see, does it get better?
Okay.
You know, where are we going with this? Is everybody as good as this?
Now, I mean, I'm not big on sangria, but I don't need my sangria to be sweet because then I'm thinking, what is it that makes it sweet?
True.
You know? So I think American sangria might be a little bit sweeter than usual.
True.
I like it to be a little bit visually compelling, and it could just taste like wine for all I care.
And the visual was average. It wasn't, you know, some of the, like, you know, the fruit wasn't as, not bad. I'm not going to say it was,
yeah.
You know, it was, but I would have put different fruit in it. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
The fruit selection that they chose for the sangria in certain places wasn't to my standards. Now, one place, the sangria sucked, but it had the best fruit selection. Yeah. It was like, I was like, man. And this is later on. It was later on in Madrid. I got a sangria in Madrid, and they had everything I wanted in it. And it was the worst damn sangria out of all the different places. I was like, oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
Now, what is it that makes a bad or a good sangria then? You know, it's like, I feel like a bad sangria, you're doing too much.
Yeah.
You know, like you...
Or too little, or maybe they just, you know... Like this, it tasted like watered down wine.
Mm. Okay, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That's what was like, I was like, come on now.
Yeah, you can't skip the wine part.
You had all the fruit. Like, it was a masterpiece of fruit.
They're trying to save money.
It was a masterpiece of fruit. And the wine, it was just like literally watered down wine.
Maybe they give you a little kitty cocktail. I find that to be very disappointing.
Yes.
Listen, allow me to make a choice on price, mm-hmm. and things like that, but don't let me, you know, suffer for quality.
Absolutely.
You know, give me the best that you have and I'll go from there.
Yeah.
You know, and when you start, you know, cutting corners and, you know, skimping and watering down stuff, what is it that you're actually giving? You know, and obviously you can't say you'll never go back because you ain't going back. You don't live there.
Yeah.
So that's the tragedy.
Yeah. And it hurt because it was a nice place.
Okay.
You know, and we went to a really high-end spot.
Mm-hmm. And what's high-end? What makes it high-end? Is it the price? Is it the atmosphere?
I would say atmosphere. It was very posh. It was sexy. Mm. It was like you walked in and it was everything of home. But like, it was like...
Why everything gotta be like home?
No, it doesn't. But like almost like a Capital Grille kind of style. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like clean, like you knew, like, okay, this is money.
I've never been to Capital Grille.
Okay, but I'm just trying
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you knew it was money. Like you walk in, you're like, okay, this is 5-star. Like it looked like 5-star. It looked
what
sexy.
What were the average prices versus if you can
And the food
remember.
Wasn't that expensive. I'm not gonna say it was crazy. It was probably so how they like I said, when you do like a normal dinner style, like mm-hmm. You pick your 3 courses or whatever. It would be about between 20 and 30 euros for each meal, which isn't bad at all.
Okay. Perfect.
And then they would do a thing where you can do like, you can do a couple things, be like 45 euros.
Now, 45 euros is what now?
It's the same idea where you pick your different things.
No. I mean in American dollars.
Oh, so it's it should be 1.2, but depending on where you do your conversion rate at.
Okay, so 45 euros is about 50, 60 bucks, 50, 55 bucks?
Yeah.
55 bucks. Yeah. Okay. That's up there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
But soup to nuts, though.
Yeah. But it's everything. Yeah. I mean,
All right. So that's not bad.
Not bad.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
The average meal, and we had what I want to say between any time between 6 and 12 guests, our most expensive meal was $330. 330 euros.
Okay.
And that was for the biggest group.
Okay.
And we had a full-on meal.
And you're like, I got to tip you, mother.
Even so, I mean, I think I gave the guy like a, and this place was amazing. So the place where we did that meal,
mm-hmm.
My mom ended up picking up the tab. It was inside. This is in Madrid. We were inside, like underground in like these like
That's
caverns
cool.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was really, really pretty. I felt like it was just us there. We had our own room and we got wine and drinks. And I had learned how to make like a, make my own kind of like rum punch because my uncle wanted rum punches and stuff. So we have like, yo, just give me orange juice, give me pineapple juice and give me some rum and I'll put it all together myself.
Yeah.
You know, like we were just kind of mixing and matching our own kind of thing.
And that's kind of what you got to do when you're at, on
vacation.
On vacation.
Yeah.
You know, you get the things that
the things you
want.
Need. Yeah.
Bring them into hotel
mm-hmm.
or the Airbnb or whatever, and you have that.
You have that. You exactly.
Know? I love that part.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
And so we're sitting there, and then we have this. It was a great meal. Like I said, the food, though, it's the same. My only issue was at the nicer places, it's the same menu. Okay? you got your squid, you got your steak dish, you got, you have like, there's not even a real chicken dish. There's a lot of seafood, but not really, like a paella or something along those lines. But they don't have a complement of seafood, like maybe one salmon or one or two regular fish, but nothing like, you know, here we have you got mahi, you got snapper, you got this, you got that.
But in particular,
we're on the ocean. But I'm comparing it because we are a beach area.
Okay.
So that's what I mean. Like, to be on the ocean, I thought
understood.
The selection was limited.
Okay. Understood. Does that make sense?
Like,
understood.
When we were in Madrid, I understood because you're inland and it was fine. So, but anyways, back to the place I was talking about with the cavern. So it's gorgeous. And we're on we're eating and this is the server who went above and beyond. And I actually, I don't write reviews, and I wrote him a review and it was good.
Nice.
Like, yeah. Because we had the place I went before, but with the horrible sangria.
Yeah.
The next day we went to this other place and it's the same area and we thought, oh, it's a tourist trap, but this place made up for that.
Nice.
Yeah. It was really, really good. And the guy sang to us.
What?
Like, pulled out a guitar at the end.
Oh, that's sexy.
All in.
That's sexy.
Yeah, man. It was really, really cool.
Now, did you go anywhere, and we're going to close out on this, did you go anywhere that you can say that, hey, I could work here?
Yes and no. I mean, yeah, when we were at that one place where we were at, I could
see. What one place? Which
the
one?
The last place I was just talking about, where the guy that was singing.
Okay, the cavern?
Yes. Okay. I can see, but it wasn't, he explained it to me. He goes, man, he worked in America.
Okay.
And he goes, the money is not the same here. Like, because they, you know, they live off limited, you know, but he goes, it's not the same. He goes, the quality of life is better. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yes. He goes, the quality of life is better, but you don't make any real money.
Okay. Let's make some sense of this, right? Now, it seems to me, and I could be wrong, any Europeans out there that are listening, you know, hit me up. Let us know, because we like to educate ourselves and, by extension, other people. So if you want to reach out to me via email, themodernwaiter@gmail.com, and I'm active on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at themodernwaiterpodcast. Now, what we're parsing out is from a position of complete not knowing, but I can see that Europeans have a quality of life because a lot of things are really geared towards you being able to take time off.
Yes, they do that. Them. What I noticed, they took a siesta day, like in the middle of the day from 2 to 5 o'clock, nobody was working. And this is in Avila. When we were in Avila,
okay.
We go to Avila. We had a meal. So the restaurant we at, we were eating between those times.
Okay.
But the rest of the town, besides the restaurant, was on what they call siesta. Like, you couldn't go see any. You couldn't go like up go up into the castle and kind of walk around. Like, they have like these little, you know, like the turrets on castles and stuff.
Okay.
You can walk through that area and really check it out and see the sights and take it all in. From 2 to 5, they don't let you do that because they call it the siesta time, where you get to rest and chill.
Okay. What would people do at siesta time? They go to a restaurant, or
a bite. Yeah, they would all get a bite and then relax, and then they would start their, you know. The
people. So is that in addition to lunchtime, or is that their lunchtime, or what?
I don't know if maybe it is their lunch break.
Okay.
A 3-hour lunch break.
So I could get where, you know, the quality of life is there, because you get a sense of, you know, the importance of travel, the importance of family, the importance of,
absolutely,
you know, having the time off when anything happens, whether, you know, the birth of a kid or, you know, you're sick, or even just your time off in general is a lot, B, you know?
Yeah, I think they were saying in Spain, like, the people working, all her whole family is always off in August for the full month. So that's when people vacation.
At least, yeah, you get at least 4 weeks.
Yeah, I thought that was. I was like, wow.
Yeah, but then, you know, Americans may get a bad rap for you know, somehow being lazy, but we're the most worked country around.
True.
You know, so that's interesting. Yeah, let us know if you know different and how it goes. We'd love to know that. Thank you so much, Danny, for being with us today.
You know, I'm back.
Yeah, a couple of weeks without recording seemed kind of vacation-y, man, for myself, right? Even though I was here.
He took a vacation. Don't let him lie to you guys.
When?
Took a little trip.
Yeah, but I was back before you left.
Oh, true.
You know, and I didn't really, I worked every week. Mm-hmm. I didn't take a week off yet. Mm. Like, I was back by Saturday night, worked Sunday
brunch. So you just kind of took off your days, maybe added one day to it kind of thing.
Yeah, like the first time when I went to New York, I went Tuesday through Saturday. I mm-hmm. came back, worked Sunday, right? So the previous, I didn't miss anything because Sunday's my last shift. And then when I went to Nashville, similar thing. We left Tuesday, came back Saturday.
Okay.
Worked Sunday. Yeah. So in a couple of weeks, we're going to... No, next month, a month and a half, month and...
About 6 weeks, yeah.
We'll be going to...
Vegas!
We're going to Vegas. Our boys' trip is back, baby!
Back!
And we're going to do at least one podcast there.
Yes.
We have one lined up. You know who you are. And I'd like to do another one.
Are we going
to
do a shift drinks over there?
If we find someone off their shift, yes.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, the shift drink has to be very authentic with somebody. Like that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
This gives us something to look at, think about while we're there.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have the equipment anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do a shift drinks there. That'd be probably a good idea. And and my contact, I'll have a lot of contacts there. I'll probably line somebody up before we get there mm-hmm. for shift drinks.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You know, so that way, you know, we won't have to do it on the fly when we're tipsy.
Yeah. Catch them at the end of their shift and just kind of jump right in.
Yeah, right in and we'll learn some more stuff and have some fun and tell everybody what we're drinking and where we're at and shout places out.
Yeah.
And, so look out for Shift Drinks. Speaking of Shift Drinks, it is a bonus podcast, a short format. You know, we speak the real about our shift. And check out the other podcasts in our network. We are part of the One Star Podcast Network. Yes, your one-stop shop for all your restaurant-related podcasts, put together by the ladies from the Sidework Podcast. We also have...
In Your Mouth.
In Your Mouth Podcast, Copper and Heat.
Macaroni Zone.
And Confessions of a Server. Check them out and let us know what you think. And thank you so much for supporting us.
Did you tell them where to get you at?
Yeah, I told them earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell them again. At The Modern Waiter Podcast on Instagram and themodernwaiter@gmail.com. I get show suggestions. I get the feedback and the kudos and the not kudos and just the general shout outs. You know, people, we are
wishing us well and all that. Yeah.
We're a growing community and we like hearing from you. It really puts wings beneath our wings. And we will wrap it up by saying thank you very much. I'm Marlon Joseph, The Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVilla. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
White sand beaches, water on my feet, money in my pocket, I love it, yeah. I roll up in my private jet, VSOP gets me down. I'm running through the town, spending money like I slip pounds. I'm hearing sounds, a screaming honey's coming around. They want to clown, but I gotta make them all frown because my down. Little shorty ain't having it now. I'm taking flights to Costa Rica with two hot mamacitas. Cause the white sand beaches look pretty all day. I'm pushing a 300E with 3 pounds on